Conclusion of the Crosstown Cup Series between the Cubs and the White Sox. Joe Maddon congratulating Dabo Swinney, head coach of the national champion Clemson Tigers, for beating Nick Saban. Something we can all get behind. Cubs down 1-0 top four, but not for much longer.
We've seen many, many guys stray 20 feet out of the box. That is high and deep, and it's going to tie the game. Anthony Rizzo. Off Pelfrey, that is his 24th of the season.
No doubt about it. Had the big hit in the game last night, cleared the bases with a double off the base of the wall in center field, and now a towering long home run.
Shortening up on the bat a little bit when you got two strikes.
Here's Kyle Schwarber hitting a drive into left field and deep. That ball is back to the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Opposite field home run, Kyle Schwarber. Cubs starting to play long ball. Cubs lead 3-1.
Abreu. Way gone. 3-2.
Couple solo home runs, all that John gave up in his last start. They came back to back late in the ball game against St. Louis. Here's one in the third, now one in the fourth.
Lefty to lefty, the 0-2 from Holmberg. A swing and a fly ball left center field and deep back toward the wall goes Engel. The center fielder can't get it. That ball is off the wall and bouncing 40 feet back toward the infield. Rounding third and heading home to score is Contreras, and it's a triple for Kyle Schwarber.
Towering fly ball to right, way back. What a night for Schwarber. 6-2. That was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, well, last time we were talking about the opposite field power, and we said it's still okay to pull the ball. There's nothing wrong with that.
Cubs down the White Sox 6-3. The world champs take 3 of 4 games in the Crosstown Cup Series. The Pale Hosts have dropped 12 of their last 13. Kyle Schwarber's triple was his first one since the second game of his career back in June of 2015. Kyle Schwarber came just inches away from a 3-homer night as he continues to round back into the form that made him a feared slugger during his 2015 rookie campaign. Schwarber shared his thoughts on the Cubs' 6-3 victory over the White Sox on Thursday.
I feel like the work that, you know, I've been doing with Mails, Ski, and you know, even the down in our AAA coaches, everything like that, you know, it's paying off, and you know, I just gotta stay the course, and you know, I can't worry about results, I just gotta worry about the process, and today was a good day.
You know, this team has won 11 now of 13 out of the break. Do you think it's the pitching? Do you think it's the offense? Is it a combination of everything, and how do you keep it going?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's a combination of everything. You know, our guys are going out there, they're competing, and we're playing our ball game, and that's what we want to do. You know, we can't worry about who we're playing. We just want to play against ourselves every day and hold ourselves to really high standards.
You say that, and yet I still got to ask about going into this next series against Milwaukee. There's a lot on the line, and that's got to be fun at this time of the year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, whenever you can, you know, you're getting kind of that time of the year where things start tightening up, and, you know, races are starting to come out, and being able to go up there, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Cubs fans, a lot of Brewers fans. It's going to be packed out, and you know, we're looking forward to it.
John Lester was solid through 7, and Kyle Schwarber had his own personal session of batting practice as the Cubs concluded the Crosstown Cup Series with a 6-3 win. Here is Cubs skipper Joe Maddon.
A little quicker to the ball, shorter to the ball, staying in left center a lot. Most of his well-struck balls since he's been back have been from center field over. He's hit 2 long home runs on the pull side. Just more utilization of the opposite field. I think shorter approach to the ball, more hands, less body, those kind of things. It's all, you know, minute kind of adjustments. But when you're talking about a very good major league player, the adjustments are normally minute and not anything drastic.
Any difference in his mentality since he's been back?
No. I mean, he's definitely more at ease with himself, a little bit more self-confident. I think that's the best way to describe it. When we did send him down, you could see that it was wearing him out a little bit. You could see it in his face, and maybe he had sped things up on his own. But right now, as the game's slowing down again, his confidence is building. And as his confidence builds, you're going to see less swings and misses on his pitcher, less failing off of his pitch. It was really nice to see tonight.
So you believe in momentum for a team, or does that just go back to your day-to-day philosophy and who you're playing that particular time going into Milwaukee?
Well, we, you know, definitely there's something to team momentum, but it is built on a day at a time, no question about that. I mean, listen, the White Sox played their butts off, and they're a different team than they were 2 weeks ago, and you got to give them credit for all the stuff that they've done. So we're playing a different group of White Sox than we might have played 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was looking at that very specifically. So, you know, we caught them, probably caught them at the right time this year based on what they have going on organizationally. And so, you know, they got us one, and we got the three, which was very important to do. But moving forward, it is one day at a time, absolutely. But you're on our guys. The guys are definitely feeling it a little bit differently right now. The pregame energy is better. The in-game energy is solid. Even if we get behind, it's okay. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna be able to fight and come back. So it's just a different method, more familiar to the last 2 years.
How do you not have them get caught up in the hype of a late July weekend series?
I want to believe just, well, first of all, it's not been that easy this year. We just all of a sudden got it rolling a little bit. And I want to believe what we've done in the last 2 years helps. You know, if you've never done it before, and then maybe something like this, you'll get caught in the wave of emotion and not necessarily be able to focus on the day specifically and start listening to everything that everybody's saying. I think we've been through that, done that. So we like where we're at. We like the feeling. But I also believe that we're going to be focused on the day. I really do believe that.
One of your missions coming out of the break was to set it up. So John was on every fifth day.
Yep.
It seems like that's playing out pretty well, just
yep.
with the sharpness.
He was very sharp again tonight. I mean, a couple homers. This ballpark is built for the home run. There's no question. So John made good pitches when he had to. Finished strongly again. And also, like, the last two outings, what did he have tonight? Like 97 again, was it? High 90s. The last time out was, 97. I think the last two outings are 97, which is nice. 8 and 7 innings. So moving forward, innings pitched aren't too heavy. Number of pitches thrown, not too heavy. So when you do that on your regular rotation day, 5 days, it's pretty good.
The Cubs continue their road trip in Milwaukee on Friday.